I'm very, very happy. It's been a great 24 hours. So yesterday, I think I got several thousand emails and Facebook posts and texts and everything. So so I haven't had a chance to get back to everybody, but it's exciting. It's really, really exciting.
How did you find out?
You know, I was relaxed at home in bed in front of the TV with husband and dog, and I'm not going to pretend that I wasn't waiting to hear the nominations, because that would be disingenuous. I was curious, but I'm proud of the show and that we got so much love from the Tony nominees.
Darker, we keep hearing that A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder was developed at Hartford Stage, and maybe you can flesh that out a little bit and maybe take us through this development process. Mm-hmm. What did you and Hartford Stage start with here?
Oh, well, you know, the authors, Robert and Steve, spent 5 years working on the show, writing it before I came along, and at the time I was still living in California. And then I worked with them and Jefferson Mays on a series of workshops. And then when I got to Hartford Stage 3 years ago, the first thing I told them that I wanted to do was for us to do this musical, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And then 6 months before the show premiered at Hartford Stage, we did a workshop, and I staged fully the first act of the show, which is pretty complicated. And then, you know, we had 6 months to really get the production together. So
after Hartford, it moved to the Old Globe in San Diego, is that right?
Yeah. It was a very good three-step process, Hartford Stage, Old Globe in San Diego, and then Broadway. So, you know, we made some changes along the way. You know, I felt that it was very strong when we opened in Hartford, but then in front of the audience, we started tweaking some things, but not as much as most musicals. Sometimes they're radically, you know, altered on the way to Broadway, and we didn't feel that we had to do that.
So, Darker, when it hit Broadway last November, were you thinking, oh, you know, we have a Tony Award-winning show here?
You know, I'm a pretty humble guy. I'm really proud of the show. I'm really, really happy with it, but everything else is a blessing, you know, so I'm always nervous about sounding arrogant. So what I'll tell you is that I was hopeful, because mm-hmm. we pressed it as a great reception, you know, and so I was hopeful, and now to have it recognized so much between Outer Critics Circles and Drama League and Drama Desk and now Tony Awards, I think everybody's very happy.
Tell me, Darker, what elements did this show have that probably caught the attention of the American Theater Wing and the Broadway League?
I think that Robert and Steve have, on the page, you know, crafted a beautiful show. It's a strong book, and the tunes, people leave the theater humming the tunes, and the lyrics are very, very smart. Steven and Robert, who are co-authors, you know, and on top of that, they're spectacular performances, including the two leading men, Jefferson Mays and Bryce Pinkham. Spectacular, you know, leading men performances. And then, you know, I think everybody, including the designers, every step of the way, it felt of a piece. We felt like we were all heading in the same direction. So I think there was a real clarity to it, to, you know, from the written elements to the oral elements to the visual elements. So that's what I would say.
A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder got 10 nominations, the most of any show this year. What does that mean for Hartford Stage?
I think, you know, what I know it already means to Hartford Stage ever since we opened the show, I'm getting more inquiries in this field of new musicals. You know, some more people are in the field are thinking of Hartford Stage as a place that can nurture a new musical. It's something that takes a long, long time. Nothing takes as much time as a new musical. I've directed plays, operas, you know, I've done many different genres, but musicals, it's a lot of painstaking work. And this has put us on the map in that realm, so to speak.
Well, Darker, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you.